وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue taking the khidmat of deen from you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّى وَأَحِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness to Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we made the house, the Kaaba Sharif, a gathering place for people and a place of peace, take the station of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Maqam Ibrahim, as a place of Salah. We commanded Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim salam, saying, purify my house for those who perform tawaf, those who remain secluded therein, and those who bow in ruku and prostrate. The Kaaba is made a place for gathering and peace. The detailed story of how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded to leave his wife and child in the desert of Makkah will be discussed in Surah Ibrahim, inshallah. The above verse merely mentions that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam were commanded to clean the Kaaba Sharif after building it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Kaaba is a mathaba, translated above as a place of gathering. The word is derived from the root word thaba, which means to return. Therefore, the literal translation of the word mathaba will be a place of return. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an and others have mentioned that it has been named thus because people always go to the Kaaba, make tawaf, and then return to their homes. In this manner, people return time and time again because they are never completely satisfied. Other commentators have translated it as a place of gathering because people from all over the world gather there. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as a place of peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ali Imran, verse 97, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا Whoever enters it will be safe. Even during the period of ignorance and jahiliyyah, people regarded the Kaaba as a place of safety, and people entering therein were assured safety. When the Arabs used to fight each other, they took heed not to touch the residence of Makkah Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Kabut, do they not see that we have made the Haram a place of safety, whereas people are snatched away around them? Do they believe in falsehood while being ungrateful for Allah's bounties? Fighting is not permitted in the Haram because it is a place of safety. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it is not permissible for any person to brandish any weapon within the Haram. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, killing in the Haram has not been permitted for anyone before me. It has not also not been allowed for me except for a brief portion of the day when the Muslims conquered Mecca. Mecca is sacred and its sanctity will remain till Judgment Day, till Qiyamah. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, a person who seeks refuge in the Haram after murdering someone outside the Haram will be forced to leave the Haram before he can be executed. He may be forced to leave by denying him food and drink. It is also not permissible to hunt any animals within the Haram. One is prohibited from cutting any trees, plants, and even thorns in the Haram. The details of this are found in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and in the books of Islamic jurisprudence. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Take the station of Ibrahim alayhi salam as a place of salah. There are various interpretations about the Maqami Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim. It is commonly believed that it is a rock whereupon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam stood when constructing the Kaaba. It served as a ladder for him as the building heightened. Standing on this rock, he built the Kaaba while his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam pass the bricks and mortar to him. After completing the construction, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam joined this rock to the wall adjoining the door of the Kaaba, where it remained for centuries. However, during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, floods caused it to dislocate from its position, after which he had it placed where it stands today, that is apart from the Kaaba. It should be noted that the companions, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were still alive during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Since none objected to his action, they must have all consented to it. Then too, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst the righteous Khalifa, the righteous amongst the Khulafai Rashidin, regarding whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Adhere strictly to my practice and the practices of the Khulafai Rashidin." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, "Follow the two after me, Abu Bakr and Umar." One of the great, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, one of the great benefits of moving the location of the station of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Maqam Ibrahim, is that it creates more space for people to perform tawaf, where others are engaged in salat behind the station of Ibrahim alayhi salam, behind the Maqam Ibrahim. This is especially beneficial in today's times when the number of people performing tawaf has reached phenomenal proportions. For a long while, the maqam was surrounded by four walls and remained locked. The present government has placed it in a glass enclosure so that it is visible. The footprint of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam can be clearly seen imprinted on it. After performing the tawaf during the farewell hajj, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood before the Maqam Ibrahim and recited the verse, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Take the station of Ibrahim alayhi salam as a place of salah. He then performed two rakats of salah in such a manner that the station, the Maqam Ibrahim, was between himself and the Kaaba Sharif. In these two rakats, he recited قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first rakat and Surah Ikhlas قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَهَدٍ in the second rakat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that he once told the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it would be excellent if the station, the maqam, was made a place of salah. Thereupon Allah revealed the verse, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Take the station of Ibrahim alayhi salam as a place of salah. Performing two rakats of salah after tawaf is wajib compulsory. Although it may be performed anywhere within the Masjid al-Haram, it is best to perform it behind Maqami Ibrahim, the command to purify the Kaaba. We commanded Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, saying, "Purify my house for those who perform tawaf, those who remain secluded therein, and those who bow, make ruku, and prostrate, make sajda." Although the purification of the Kaaba is mentioned, the verse denotes that the entire Masjidul Haram be kept clean because of various actions of salah, tawaf, and i'tikaf, which is secluded within the masjid, takes place there. Purity of the place refers to physical and spiritual purity. The Kaaba and Masjid al-Haram are to be purged of infidelity, polytheism, and all acts of irreligiousness. Idol worship, lying, stealing, and all other sins must also be eradicated from this area. Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahmatullah alayhi, interpreted the word Akifin, those who remain secluded therein, to refer to the residents of Makkah. Sayyidina Atwa, rahmatullah alayhi, says that the word refers to those people who come to Makkah, Mukarramah, from other places and stay in the Masjid al-Haram. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, says, whenever we enter the Masjid al-Haram and sit therein, we are regarded as Akifin. Those people who remain in the Masjid al-Haram for seclusion, for itikaf, are also implied by the verse. Those who bow, make ruku, and prostrate, make sijda, refers to those who perform salah in the haram. The reward of performing tawaf. Tirmizi reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the person who circumambulates the Kaaba making tawaf, counting properly that he has completed 7 circuits, shall receive the reward of setting a slave free. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned that for every step placed down and for every one lifted, a good deed is added to the records of a person and a sin is erased. The reward of performing salah in the Masjid al-Haram. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the reward of one salah in my masjid, Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is 1,000 times superior to another salah, with the exception of salah performed in the Masjid al-Haram. Salah in the Masjid al-Haram is 100,000 times superior than salah performed elsewhere. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَى عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. When Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O my Lord, make this a city of peace and sustain its inhabitants with fruit, such of them as believe in Allah in the last day. Allah said, I shall grant a brief profit for him who disbelieves. Thereafter I will drive him to the punishment of the fire. It is the worst of abodes. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prays for the inhabitants of Makkah Mukarramah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed to Allah Ta'ala saying, O my Lord, make this a city of peace. As a result of this supplication and dua, Allah made Makkah Mukarramah a place of peace and security. He also prayed to Allah saying, and sustain its inhabitants with fruit, such of them as believe in Allah in the last day. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam excluded the infidels, the kuffar, from this supplication and dua, because Allah had already told him earlier, my covenant will not reach the oppressors. However, Allah sustains believers and infidels alike. However, the prophets of the hereafter are reserved exclusively for the believers. For this reason, Allah replied to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's supplication by saying, I shall grant a brief profit for him who disbelieves as well. Whereafter, I will drive him to the punishment of the fire. It is the worst of abodes. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam lived in Makkah Mukarramah together with the other believers. However, after some time, people resorted to idol worship and became polytheists and mushrikeen. They even placed their idols inside the Kaaba. If Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's supplication, dua, was accepted as he had made it, the people of Makkah would have slaved when they became polytheists. However, Allah continued to provide for them. Inshallah, we shall continue with the explanation of this ayah, wherein Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Makkatul Mukarramah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in our hearts the love for Makkatul Mukarramah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us over and over again to these Mubarak places, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.